And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia's RIA news agency says both data recorders have been recovered from a Russian military transport plane that crashed in the Belgorod region near the Ukraine border. Moscow says Ukraine deliberately shot down the plane, killing all 74 people on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russia says the POWs were due to take part in a prisoner swap. Ukraine has not confirmed or denied that it hit the plane. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video broadcast Wednesday that it is clear that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, the feelings of their loved ones, and the emotions of our society. Fighting intensified Wednesday in Gaza's Khan Yunis, the focus of Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The United Nations says 9 people were killed in the tank shelling at one of its shelters, sparking international condemnation. The U.N. slammed a blatant disregard for the rules of war, while the United States deplored the attack at the shelter housing displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza's biggest city. A handful of Canadian hockey players have taken leaves of absence from their current clubs as they face possible criminal charges. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has that story.
5 players from Canada's 2018 World Junior team have taken a leave of absence from their current clubs following a report that 5 members of that team have been asked to surrender to police to face sexual assault charges. Michael McLeod and Cal Foote of the New Jersey Devils, Carter Hart of the Philadelphia Flyers, Dylan Dubé of the Calgary Flames, and former NHL player Alex Formenton have all recently been granted leave. London, Ontario police launched an investigation in 2022 after Hockey Canada settled a lawsuit with a woman who said she was sexually assaulted by members of that team at a gala. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is VOA News. After an extended period of gloom, Americans are starting to feel better about inflation and the economy, a trend that could maintain consumer spending and increase economic growth in the U.S. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
A measure of consumer sentiment by the University of Michigan has jumped in the past 2 months by the most since 1991. A survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that Americans' inflation expectations have reached their lowest point in nearly 3 years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says higher consumer sentiment is a good thing.
By now, the signs are getting clearer and clearer. Under President Biden, under Democratic leadership, the country is on the right track.
The upswing in the markers of consumer spending and economy may also possibly impact President Joe Biden's political futures in the 2024 presidential election. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The stock market value for U.S. tech giant Microsoft crossed a $3 trillion milestone for the first time on Wednesday, retaining its place as the world's second most valuable company, just behind Apple. Here's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
The two companies have been vying for the most capitalized stock on Wall Street since the start of the year, with Microsoft briefly dethroning the iPhone maker earlier this month. Backed by its investment in ChatGPT maker OpenAI, Microsoft is widely seen as a frontrunner in the race for market dominance in the rollout of generative artificial intelligence. Its competitors on that front include other tech heavyweights like Google owner Alphabet and Facebook owner Meta. Using OpenAI's technology, Microsoft has rolled out newer versions of its flagship software, as well as its Bing search engine, which is expected to better compete with Google.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration on Wednesday tightened pressure on aviation giant Boeing by barring the troubled company from expanding production of its best-selling 737 MAX planes following unacceptable quality issues. Here's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite.
U.S. watchdogs say Boeing's MAX 9 jets can fly again. The Federal Aviation Administration lifted a grounding order late Wednesday. The jets had been out of service following the mid-air blowout of a big panel on one operated by Alaska Airlines. Now the FAA says the aircraft can fly again once inspections are completed. That's a big relief to Alaskan and United, the type's two main operators. They've been forced to cancel thousands of flights. The ruling is a big blow for Boeing, which had wanted to boost output to close the gap with European rival Airbus.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.